Chapter 18. Down this deep in its sublevels, the Jedi Temple seemed more cave than building. The corridors were so crusted in Yorick coral that Vistara sometimes had to turn sideways to squeeze through narrow sections. Fungi grew everywhere, clinging to the walls and ceilings in long shelves and stringy curtains. The air reeked of mildew and vermin. The glow panels still activated on approach, but the light they cast had to pass through several centimeters of grime, resulting in a gloomy pall that usually seemed more shadow than illumination. Even so, Vistara wasn't lost. The guidance beacons were chirping steadily in the earbud of her salvaged comlink, so this had to be the evacuation route. According to the mission briefing, the route led to a secret access tunnel that Han Solo had developed after the Mandalorian siege. Everyone in the Assault Company had been shown how to use his or her comlink to access a special chirp code that could be used to find the tunnel entrance. Of course, Vistara's original comlink had been confiscated after she'd been taken prisoner, but it had been easy enough to force summon a new comlink from a dead Jedi Knight while her captors were busy in the water treatment plant, trying to lure Ben into their trap. It had been even easier to slip away during the confusion following the Jedi survivor's daring escape into the freight handling system. What had not been easy, however, was staying ahead of her own pursuers. She'd expected the Sith to fixate on the Skywalkers, so she had fled in the opposite direction, with the intention of rejoining them later, if it served her. Vistara had barely finished cutting her way through the floor before some sabers started to give chase, and she had been running ever since. They seemed to anticipate her every move. They fired at her from intersecting corridors. They sprang out of hidden alcoves. They dropped out of the ceiling or appeared mysteriously ahead. There had to be a dozen of them by now. And why? It just didn't make sense. An entire division of Space Marines was pounding the temple exterior, and Luke Skywalker himself was loose in the interior. Surely the Circle of Lords had more important things to worry about. Vistara was one little Sith girl fleeing for her life. Not much of a threat. So either the Grand Lord believed punishing her to be more important than defending the Sith foothold on Coruscant, or they believed recapturing her to be worth the drain on their defenses. But again, why? She was just one girl. A cloaked silhouette appeared ahead, stepping out from the shadows along the wall. He was tall and broad-shouldered, and Vistara feared for a moment that he had gotten ahead of her and been lying in wait. But the man turned in the opposite direction and started down the corridor away from her. And the shadow from which he had come broadened into an intersecting passage. Vistara did not even break stride. She just raised her hand and unleashed a blast of force energy. The man's spine arced backward, and he flew down the passage with limbs flung wide. By then, she was 5 steps from the intersection and wishing she had a grenade. Because her pursuers never came alone, and they were seldom fools or cowards. When no one else emerged from the intersection, Vistara slipped close to the same wall and launched herself into a high, arcing dive over its entrance. She landed hard in a forward roll that was more of a forward slam and still managed to come back onto her feet. She extended one leg and pirouetted on the other, coming around just as an emerald-eyed woman stepped from the intersection. Vistara hit Emerald Eyes with a force shove and sent her stumbling into the wall. Then a lightsaber snapped to life behind Vistara. She finished her pirouette and found the force-blasted man rushing back, his crimson blade already sweeping down at her knee.